Welcome to Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Today is November 28th, 2016. Title of today's report is What the Global Elitists Are After. What the Global Elitists Are After. I was reading some information today and listening to some information about the elections, and also about the governments around the world, and specifically about cashless society information, and how different countries are trying to move their citizenry to a cashless, completely cashless society. But what dawned on me is back in 1987, I started talking about three things that the global elites and globalists are really after. And they use global warming, by the way, as their religion or their mantra to gain control over world populations. To gain control of what? Money, food supply, and our water supplies. If a country or a group of people can get control of your money supply, of your food supply, and your water supply, they have you exactly where they want you. And that's what's behind the global elitists of today. It's called power. Power and control. If you look at presidents of the United States that have been elected to office in the last 30 years, many of them have a global agenda, a leaning toward, we call it in the United States, the good old boys club, or, you know, the long-term political establishment, that kind of thing. But it really is a globalist brotherhood, if you will. There are people that are very wealthy that want to shape this world after what they think is right. They don't care what God thinks. They don't care what you think. They don't care what I think. In fact, they think that we're deceived and that we just don't know how to look out after our best interests, but they know better than we do. That's what people like Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, the Bushes, they're all part of that system, a globalist system. I mean, George Bush Sr., you remember his 1,000 points of light? Yeah, 1,000 points of light. Remember he talked about that? And he was the first one to mention the New World Order. His son was the first one to bring about what we call the two-state solution for Israel. His son, George Jr., was the one that talked Ariel Sharon, or should I say not talked, but pressured the Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon, to kick all the Jews out of Gaza. Over 30,000 Jews were forcibly removed from their land, Gaza. And then Hurricane Katrina set down in the United States. These are what the globalists do. They take control of your land. They take control of your property. They take control of your money, food, and water supplies. If they get a hold of your food, your water, and your money, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over. And it will take the return of Jesus Christ to undo what these people that are gluttons for power, they're drunk for it, it'll take the return of Christ to undo everything that they put into place. So I just kind of wanted to give you some food for thought, give you some things to think about, the scriptures to read if you want to see the globalist agenda in place. Is just read the book of Daniel, chapters 7 through 12, read Revelation, chapters 5 through 18, and you'll see the globalist agenda at work right there on the pages of the Bible. I mean, God outlines it in stark detail, just in those books. And then if you read Joel chapter 3, Joel chapter 2, Joel chapter 3, and you'll see again, you'll see the aftermath of the globalist agenda and people that just, that's what the Antichrist is going to be. He's going to be a globalist. He's going to be, you know, a nationalist slash globalist, and he's going to want the whole world serving his needs. That's what it's all about, power and control. And so keep your eyes on the money, food, and water supplies. That's what's going on in Venezuela right now. The government is seizing their money. The government seizing their food and water supplies so they can control and tamp down the anger of the people. And that's happening in Africa. It's happening in North Africa. It's happening throughout the world right now. France is on the verge of collapse. So we're living in interesting times. Remember that we have a Savior that is the King of this universe. Notice I don't say the world, the universe. He controls everything that exists. We serve Him, and He is looking out for us. So no matter how bad it might seem, the end of the story is that He's going to return. The trumpet will blow, the shofar will blow. He will return and He will take us up to meet Him in the air where we'll forever be with Him. And He's going to save us from the nonsense and the evil that's going to take place in this world. So what must we do to make sure that when the Lord says, come up here at the and that trumpet goes off, what must we do to be ready? I would recommend you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 22, because that's God's will for your life. Read the first three chapters of the book of Romans, and remember to live out your faith. Read the book of James. That's just a terrific book to understand faith and how faith and the believer work together. So live out your faith. Look up, because Jesus is coming back soon. And if you don't know the Lord and you'd like to accept Christ into your life, please go to brostuff.com, scroll to the bottom of that page, accepting Jesus as your Savior, and look at the video, read the material there, and ask Jesus Christ into your life today. Do it today before time runs out. Bro Steph, talk to you again on another Prophecy Insights. Bye for now.